If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We may have to abort on this. I think Jamie's out of the studio. I don't know where she went.
I think Spadell's on it.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Tabloid Trash. I guess it's coming up here in just a few.
I hope so.
She went down to talk to the boss. She has to leave early today. She got a lot of work needs to be done before photo shoot. Oh, I said, you look gorgeous today. I said, you're down at the boss's office because you got a lot of work needs to be done before the photo
so
shoot.
So guess what?
What?
He canceled us.
Did he really?
Yeah. I showed him.
We're beyond prepared.
What he canceled us. No, it was good.
It was a good?
Yeah, it was good.
Did he agree with you?
He's like, listen,
what I said?
If you're already going to go in hating the pictures, let's not waste everybody's time.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
I go, look at my eyes.
So let me rephrase this. He threw in the towel. Jamie went stomping down.
I didn't stop. I just said, I go, Kibasa Man Mike, look at my eyes. And he goes, I don't see anything. I go, yeah, you do. I go, I haven't had Botox in a while. And I have to get it done, and I'm not going to like these pictures. And then Micah was down there, our general manager, and he's like, look, if you guys aren't going to...
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay. Is the entire photo shoot called off?
No, just our section.
Just you and me?
And those two.
I think I need one. I'm going to get one.
I don't even have one at all.
Get one what? Well, you're all called off because we have to do groups.
Oh, it's a group thing.
Yeah, you're
shocked. Because the only one they have is me, like, with a mic in my hand, and I'm screaming into it.
Well, sorry, I just canceled you, too.
I'm not even on the website. I've been on the show for 5 years.
I canceled you, too.
They should cancel Slacker, because he looks terrible these days.
Oh, my God. Why do you
By the way, let me tell you this.
Uh-oh.
That event they've got coming up here soon, that looks like a lot of fun.
Live
at 5 they're doing with Fitz and the Tantrums.
Are you trying to fix this?
No. I'm trying to get a free ticket.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get a free ticket.
It's no free ticket, right? You just show up.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Everyone gets in.
Yeah.
All right, well, then screw it.
Yeah.
It's a good show, though. Fitz and the Tantrums is a really good group.
They're awesome.
Very entertaining, man. And they're doing that thing at the barbecue place, right?
Brothers Bar. Yeah.
Brothers
it's in
Bar.
Tree.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should cancel my hair appointment now.
No, you need it. Follow through with the hair. Follow through with the Botox. Follow through the teeth whitening. Follow through.
What
that
are you
breast
gonna
augmentation.
Do?
I want you to follow through with everything, Jamie.
What are you going to do?
Well,
because I feel like you need some stuff.
I've been cutting back on cookies lately.
You have a zit right between your two eyes.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
well
it's not a zit.
Oh, what is it? Oh, no.
I bumped into a wall, and I had my glasses on.
What?
And the glasses pressed up against the middle part. No, I made a wrong turn. I made a wrong turn at home.
A wrong turn.
Yeah. I ran into a door.
How do you make a wrong turn?
In your own house.
I was coming out of the bathroom.
Okay.
I was coming out of the bathroom. I pulled the door to open, pull in. Okay.
Yeah.
I pulled the door and hit myself right in the middle
of
the head.
Oh, my God.
And I had my glasses on.
Yeah.
And it caused that indention right there that you see with it. It's not a zit.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be better off with a zit.
Yeah.
But
it's just a dent in your head.
It's a dent.
Yeah.
I have some spackle.
Yeah. Well, we need that if we're doing the photo shoot.
I know.
I'm going to need spackle.
I feel bad that you guys, because you know why Carson? Because Carson's been getting his face done.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Live Well MD.
Yeah. So he wants to show it off.
I know.
Come on, man. Yeah.
It does look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does. He got resurfaced.
Here, let me tell you. I know Carson, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
You canceled.
Yeah.
You won't be here.
Nope.
I won't be here.
No.
This is happening tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
Okay. Spadell, you're a little wishy-washy. I don't know about you. You got canceled. You probably said, blow it up. Jamie canceled it. I'm not going to show up. Carson will be here.
Oh, yeah.
Carson will show up.
I was already planning on it.
He is not going to not get his picture taken, okay?
Carson needs an updated one.
He needs a picture of. He doesn't care if there's a team. No.
There is a me and team
because he wants a picture of just him.
I still have, okay, the picture that I have on my email, attached to my email for the company, is still the one. I'm wearing like a collared shirt. I was an intern.
I have the same thing. Mine's me sitting in front of just a super blue wall with like as a t-shirt on.
What are you going to use a picture for?
Yeah, just to have up on the
wall. That's what her and I can't figure out. Her and I have pictures from the past and we never use them.
I just want to be on the website for once. Like our show, it's listed there and then I'm just not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. I can see his wheels.
I know. I'm like, just stay
you'd
nice.
You'd do a better job of some of the stuff I hand you. You'd be on the website. Oh. I'm just kidding with you. You know that. I'm just joking with
just
you.
Just fix the weather.
All right, so we're done. We're done. We're no longer going, huh?
No.
Way to go, Jamie.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm your teammate. Because you were saying, like, oh, my God, because I've shown you my eyes, and you're like, dude. You gotta get Botox.
Oh yeah, you're beyond.
You're like, I understand.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
even the Photoshop people would show up. Not Photoshop, but the photographers, they would show up and say, we gotta work with this.
Yeah, like what the hell?
Yes.
She obviously hasn't had Botox in a while.
The impossible. I'm talking about me too, though. I'm not just talking about you.
Micah, our general manager, I said, do you see this? He goes, I'm not allowed to say things.
It's a smart man. It's a smart man.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
He's been conditioned.
Plus, let me let the cat out of the bag here. It's better to use a picture that's like 7 or 8 years younger.
Dude,
okay.
In LA,
use a younger picture.
Well, yeah, because when I was in LA, they used a picture from when I was 21.
Yeah.
And I look good. Yeah. So people in LA thought I look good. I was really like 30.
My wife came up on, my sister sent me a box of pictures, old family pictures, right? Mm-hmm. There's a picture of me in there from like 1998, okay?
Right.
With my name under BJ Harris, a photo done by a professional, whatever. She pulls that picture and she goes, wow, I didn't know I married this. And I thought, man, I'm going to use that picture.
That's not a compliment.
No. She meant it as a compliment. It looked good. But see, now I don't think I'm going to take that picture.
I don't think that's a compliment.
No, the way she said it, the way it happened, yes, I know I was there.
If you think it was a compliment, 303-22.
Man, this guy, he's good looking.
Was.
What the heck was. No, that's what I'm saying. She saw an old picture and said, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you look like this.
That's not a compliment.
Not today, because that's why I don't want to do the photo. Are you going to catch on here?
I'm just saying you said, no, it was a compliment. No.
No, it's a compliment for the old picture that I want to use. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. That it makes sense to use the older picture of me being younger. Boom.
All right, there you go. Tableau trash.
Right now. Right now, there's no fixing me or Jamie anymore.
At all.
Right, I mean, we're just going to be brutally honest with you, man. It's just the way it is.
It's bad.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, get it and download it and listen to the program. You'll get the podcast there coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. Also, don't forget the Slacker Show. Slacker Show's on the podcast, too. So go to Odyssey, the AUDACY. Put that app on your phone, and you can listen anytime you want to. Here's a story. I saw this. By the way, Jamie had to take off. She's got a hair appointment. Man, a hair appointment. 9:45, you got to be here. Or you lose your place in line.
Those are actually extremely hard to come by.
Her hair.
My wife has to schedule hers like as soon as she goes to hers.
Got to split. Got to get to my hair appointment. I first saw this story and I thought it was fake. I'm like, there's no way. It sounds fake to me, okay? But it's not. I don't think it's fake.
No, it definitely isn't.
All right, well, we're all confused here. Here, listen.
In Las Vegas, hitting all three sevens is considered lucky.
Okay.
In Najee Drake's house, it's called labor.
That's always everyone's response. They're like, you have triplets? And I'm like, no, twins? No, they're all born on different years.
Three kids all born on 7-7. This year, pregnant with her fourth, the odds were long, but she rolled another seven.
It's just amazing having them all born on one day.
Meet Kawan, Nazila, Kalan, and now seven-day-old Kailoa, siblings who not only share a mom but also a birthday, July 7th.
I got a gift.
None of the four were due on the 7th, but somehow that's exactly when they all decided to arrive, every single time. Even Drake's doctor couldn't believe it.
He didn't believe that I didn't have any induction because it just didn't seem real. So he went into my chart and he saw that all of them were spontaneous. So that means it happened on their own.
It's impossible.
Yeah, that's crazy. At first I thought, like, because sometimes women will try and schedule, like, pregnancies because they want to get pregnant this time and then give birth, like, either in the summer or in the fall. But this is wild.
It's impossible. Four children, natural birth, all on the same day.
And they were all spontaneous.
Different years, same day, on the 7th. It's unbelievable. I first saw it, I thought, this is fake. There's no way this is real.
The odds on that have to be higher than...
winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Where are you back?
I canceled.
What do you mean you canceled? What? You need this. What? You need this.
No, I was gonna get out because she was just squeezing me in, and like she was stressed out too. She was stressed out too. I was like, kind of, like, it was a little demanding of her time. So I canceled. Can I have my headphones back?
Oh yeah.
We were doing this story of the lady that has four children now. Every kid was born on the same day.
But different years, yeah.
But don't you think she was induced?
No, she says she wasn't.
No, it was spontaneous. Oh, all
really?
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Even the doctors can't believe it. Yeah.
And she wasn't induced at all?
Uh-uh.
They didn't give her that drug?
Well, you know what? The induced part, it doesn't really say.
Yeah.
It does say that she was not, I guess... there was no C-section, obviously.
Right,
there was no,
like,
procedures that were, but they can give you something that
something.
Hurries things. Yeah. But even with that though, Jamie, even being within the same 2 or 3 days that you could implement that is still pretty amazing.
Well, I agree, but they can literally do it like when they start Pitocin, right? Is it Pitocin?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Don't
so
remember.
It's Pitocin.
Yeah.
And literally the day they gave me the Pitocin is the day I delivered my kid. Sorry to be a buzzkill. I should have gotten my hair appointment.
You should have gone. For a lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons. Okay. I mean, a lot of reasons.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, whoa, let's restart that. Spadell, can you put that back in the system
what
for
was
me?
Please.
Well, that was the finish of the show, and I'm not ready for that just yet.
Okay, good.
Because I got a couple of things I want to mention here,
all
real
right.
quick.
Yep.
Here. First of all, on this particular break, I like to come back here and pretty much bring up things we've done in the show to point people to the Odyssey app so that you can go there. You can listen to the podcast and get a few of the breaks that we did that I like to highlight just a little bit. Now,
wackiness today. What pure?
Well,
that is a crazy story.
Today, there's not a list of 3 or 4. Well, there is. I mean, it will be up there for you to listen to for your listening enjoyment. But there's one particular break we did today that you got to go listen to, okay? Go to the Odyssey app. Jamie will explain it more in a second. But I'm telling you right now, we did it, 7:15.
Yeah.
7:15 we did it. And it's not even a bridezilla. I mean, it's just a complete lunatic lady.
That is a great way to put it.
I mean, first I was going to say it's kind of a bridezilla story, but that's not even being fair about it. This is a woman that is asking for the most ludicrous request of an ex-wife that you've ever heard in your life. You've never heard anything like this.
And my girlfriend sent me the letter that she wrote, that the new fiance wrote.
It's unhinged.
That is the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unhinged. And I read it verbatim, but yeah. So, just listen to it. I can't. It's so much.
You can't make it up.
Well, you can't. And it's so. I don't. All of us are having a weird time putting our word to it.
It's.
I think unhinged is good.
It's vicious. It's just mean.
It's
just so absorbed in yourself.
It's
bad.
Ugly
but go
person.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Just go listen to the break and you'll get the understanding of it. All right. That's it. Now we can play the music.
Okay.
We're done. We're done. Go get your hair did. Oh, no, no, you canceled I today.
Yeah, we scheduled
every. So you're going to look like this tomorrow?
Oh man.
Listen,
I'd love to make a comment like that and then hit the door.
Yeah, exactly. No, tomorrow I'm excited because we're going to Cirque.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Cirque.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to put that on my list to talk
about. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Cirque show.
And the fact that my kid actually wants to go with his mom.
That is pretty cool. And I'm taking my mom.
Oh my God, we're like all family now.
Those are great shows.
They are great shows. Great. Can't wait.
And tomorrow,
it's in town, by the way.
But I think tomorrow's just media night, right?
Well, I'm sure they're probably selling regular tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so it's combined.
Yeah. Okay. So just look up Cirque
du Soleil. And I'm assuming the first night of Cirque du Soleil, right?
No, they start on the 12th.
Started. Oh, they've already started.
Yeah.
See how much I know? All right. Have a great day today. Enjoy. Enjoy your Wednesday, that is. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.